We're coming around the home stretch here. And I'm glad this one made the list. I am, because I haven't sung this song in a long time. And I got to tell you the truth, I was waiting till the end just to kind of run over some things. And I forgot how much I like this song. So thanks for voting for it. this goes out to my grandfather, James Delaney Buffett, who kind of... I'll tell you a funny kind of, we all have great times in our lives, and we have serious times, and some of us have tragedies in there, and as a lot of people know, my father passed away a while back from Alzheimer's, but in the last years of his life, I took him on trips, and I took him to, my grandfather was born in Newfoundland and lived in Nova Scotia and migrated to Pascagoula, Mississippi. I figure that song line out. And so I took my dad back, and we were visiting around, and we went to the place up in Glace Bay, Nova Scotia, and we were in Sydney, and we had an aunt there, and she took us to the house. She said, "You want to see the house out of which your grandfather jumped out of the window and went on the ship to rescue his brother and never came back?" I went, "Yeah, I'd kind of be interested in that," where we came from. And we went and had an amazing kind of reconnection to our roots back up there. And at that time, my dad was, if any of you know and deal with Alzheimer's, people go in and out of it, and there's clarity, and then there's craziness, and kind of like life. They seem pretty good inside themselves, I guess. But I was trying to ask him about it, and I said, "So after today, Dad, what did you think?" He said, "Well, I'm just glad he jumped out of that window. We'd all been goddamn coal miners in Newfoundland." So thanks for jumping out of the window, Fufu. Call the captain and the kid. I never used to miss the chance to climb up on his knee and listen to his many tales of life upon the sea. We go sailing back on barkentine and talk of things he did. The world was just a day away for the captain and the kid. His world had gone from sailing ships to raking mom's backyard. He never could adjust to land, although he tried so hard. We both were growing older then and wiser with our years. That's when I came to understand, of course, our hearts still stand. He died about a month ago when winter filled the air. And though I cried, I was so proud to love a man so rare. He's somewhere on the ocean now, the place he ought to be, with one hand on the starboard rail. I never used to miss the chance to climb up on his knee and listen to his many tales of life upon the sea. We go sailing back on barkentine and talk of things he did. Tomorrow, just a day away, captain and the kid. now the captain, and this kid. Thank you.